find this lawsuit very interesting.
His internet bride came from Russia.
She proceeded to tell me that she didn't love me and that she only married me for a green card.
Now he wants a refund.
Give me an outline of what you spent, Mr. Nuss.
I spent over $45,000 on this woman.
Should she be sent back?
So you got a green card because he brought you here. Is that right?
Yes.
You tricked him.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Michael Nuss is suing his ex-wife, Albina Nuss, for the cost of immigration fees and wedding expenses.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 24 on the calendar in the matter of Nuss versus Nuss.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Mr. Nuss, you met the defendant on the internet. She was from Russia. You traveled to Europe to see her on two occasions. According to you, you believe you fell madly in love with each other, spent thousands of dollars to bring the defendant and her daughter here to the United States. You were married within days of her arriving here, and then everything fell apart.
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, according to you, the defendant at some point told you that she didn't love you, that she came here for the purpose of coming to America.
Yes, Your Honor.
How long had you been married when you had that conversation with her?
2 months.
Tell me about the conversation.
We had an argument.
About what?
We went to a church with a friend of mine, and she sprinkled some holy water on our daughters and gave them a blessing. And she was absolutely livid when this took place. And I asked her what was wrong, and she said that she's Muslim, and she didn't like this. And I said, why didn't you tell me you were Muslim when I asked you before what you believed in? And she said, I'm afraid you don't marry me. And I said, you would be right. I wouldn't have married you. She proceeded to tell me that she didn't love me and that she only married me for a green card to come to immigrate to the United States for a better life.
Now, an action was started for annulment.
Yes, Your Honor.
By you. And you, madam, asked the court to grant you a divorce rather than an annulment. Is that correct?
Yes.
And the court took testimony of the two of you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And that was a court in Utah.
Salt Lake City. Yes, ma'am.
Now, you have furnished me with a copy of that judgment.
The decree of annulment? Yes, Your Honor.
Yes. So, actually, the question of whether the defendant committed a fraud upon you has already been determined. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Do you understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the district court judge in Utah, according to the annulment, made the following findings. This court finds that the evidence established that the respondent, that would be you, wanted to come to America, that she never testified that she loved the petitioner. She stated she liked him and cared about him, and that she didn't love him when she made the statements to his friends. The court finds that it was not the intention of the respondent, that would be you, to commit to a loving marital relationship, and the grounds for annulment have been established. The court further finds that the petitioner, that would be Mr. Nuss, relied on the representations of the respondent that she loved him in making his decision to marry her, and that he would not have married her had he known that she didn't love him. So, Ms. Nuss, that has already been decided by another court, by the same quantity of proof that I would use here. So I will not revisit that question. The only question that I have to determine is whether Mr. Nuss is entitled to any financial compensation for what he spent after having been, according to the judge in any event, tricked into marriage. I would like to hear your position, madam.
We met each other in internet.
I've already decided that. The question has already been determined by another judge that you perpetrated a fraud on him in inducing him to marry you by telling him that you loved him and that you really didn't, but that your purpose in marrying him was to get a better life for you and your daughter in America. Another judge has already made that determination. Mm-hmm. My only issue is Mr. Nuss entitled to be reimbursed for some of his costs in bringing you and your daughter here to the United States and for attorney's fees and other things that he paid for in order to get you situated here. So I'm not asking you about the story, Ms. Nuss. Story's already been decided by another judge. I want you to tell me why you think you're not responsible for reimbursing him for the money he spent on you and your daughter.
Because he controlling me.
He controlled you?
Yes, he controlled me. He think
how,
that he...
How long did he control you?
When I came to America, he started controlling me. I can have friends. I can't speak with my neighbor. I can't go anywhere. He think that he bring Russian slave.
I don't believe that. Neither did the judge.
I just clean his house.
Neither did the judge in your annulment case believe that. Otherwise, the judge would have granted you a divorce rather than an annulment. If the judge believed that, Ms. Nuss, the judge would have granted a divorce on fault grounds, which is what you wanted, and the judge didn't believe you. I'm not even going into that. Are you still in America with your daughter?
Yes.
Do you have a green card?
Yes.
How did you get the green card?
I replaced. He stole my green card.
So you got a green card because he brought you here. Is that right?
Yes.
And the court already found, another court in Utah, same kind of proof, already found that you tricked him. So I find that you owe him some of the money that he spent in bringing you and your daughter here. Now, give me an outline of what you spent, Mr. Nuss.
I spent over $45,000 on this woman.
Tell me on what?
Airfare.
How much was the airfare?
I have a receipt from Western Union. We'll just start with that. That's $10,000. And it cost me over $11,000 I sent to her.
To bring her and her daughter here?
Yes.
Okay. So, what other expenses did you have?
I had to pay for all her inoculations. Here's the Western Union.
What else did you pay for, Mr. Nuss?
I paid $6,000 to have her teeth fixed.
When was that?
That was in July.
When did she arrive here?
June of 08.
And when did the two of you separate?
We separated in April of 09.
So she came in June, spent $6,000 for the dentist in July?
Yes.
What was wrong with your teeth? What was wrong with your teeth?
We need fixed teeth.
Hmm?
Nothing wrong.
This is cosmetic. One tooth was broken, and then she wanted a bunch of crowns so she can have a pretty smile. And I wanted to give that to her. I wanted to give her self-esteem.
Let me ask you this question, Ms. Nuss. Whose idea was it to go to the dentist?
I have broke teeth, and
Whose idea was it to go to the dentist?
My.
Yours?
Yes.
Why didn't you go to the dentist in Russia?
I did.
But they didn't fix it.
They fixed. Every half year, I need going to dentist.
Every half year, I need going to dentist. No, not check. To have cosmetic work. That lasts 20 years. Why didn't you have the cosmetic work done in Russia? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I find this lawsuit actually very interesting. It's really grounded on fraud. The only issue is, does that give you a basis to seek to recoup some of the money that you spent as the victim of a fraud?
And later today,
I change my clip, I go to shoot him one time, and that's when I noticed he had taken his mask off, and within a few seconds later, that's when he came out and said, I had shot him in the lip.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Nuss says his ex-wife, Albina Nuss, tricked him into marrying her. According to Michael, she did it for a green card.
Why didn't you have it done in Russia?
I done, but it's broke in America.
You mean a month later you needed $6,000 worth of dental work?
Not after 1 month, after three, 4 months.
After 3 months?
Yes.
What else?
Doctor's visits.
I tell you what, the airfare alone, the money that you sent her...
Yes, ma'am.
...totals twice as much as the court's jurisdiction.
Yes, ma'am.
And I find this lawsuit, Mr. Nuss, actually very interesting. It's really grounded on fraud, and that you were induced to spend this money on a fraudulent representation by the defendant. I need not make that judgment, because as I said to both of you, that judgment is already made by the district court judge in Utah in granting you an annulment. The only issue is, does that give you a basis to seek to recoup some of the money that you spent as the victim of a fraud? And I find that you have cause of action.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And I'm awarding you a judgment for $5,000. I hope you use your green card well. That's all. Step outside.
Thank you, Your Honor.
I just excuse you. May step out.
You know, she came from a poor country.
I want to work. I want to fix my teeth.
She got over here, and it's a land of milk and honey.
I want to have my money on.
And she wanted more, 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 more.
But he not let me go at work.
She's still wearing the wedding ring. She's still wearing the engagement ring.
He controlling me.
She's wearing the diamond journey necklace that I bought her.
I can't say nothing.
She's all about gold, diamonds, and money.
I sit at home and crying.
She'll step on anybody to get it.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jorgensen versus Harabedian. Step forward, please.
Tammy Jorgensen is suing her neighbor, Don Harabedian, for her son's dental bills after he was shot in the face with an airsoft gun.
Which one of you two boys got shot in the mouth? That would be you. Stand up next to your mom. Ms. Jorgensen, the defendant was playing with a whole bunch of children, I assume with your kids and some other neighborhood kids, your son among the group. And you were the only adult playing. And you were playing with some sort of air gun that shoots little pellets?
Little plastic pellets.
Plastic pellets. Can I see plastic pellets look like? Oh. And at some point during this play, it is your claim that's really undisputed by the defendant that he shot the gun that he was using and it injured your son's tooth. And you want Mr. Harabedian to pay the dental bill.
Sure.
And Mr. Harabedian says that it was your son's fault because he didn't follow the rules. That's your defense, right?
Correct.
Not that you didn't shoot him.
Correct.
But that he didn't follow the rules.
Right.
How old are you, Mr. Harabedian?
I'm 40.
How old is he?
I believe 10.
Okay. And since his mother wasn't there when this happened, I want you to tell me, and I'm going to consider what you tell me as 100% truthful. So it has to be 100% truthful.
Correct.
Go.
Tyler came over one day, wanted to play the airsoft guns. I didn't really want to take them down from the rafters where they were locked up.
You have the guns.
I have the guns. I have all the gear to keep them safe so they don't get hurt. Because they really don't hurt you unless you get hit in the eye or the mouth.
That could hurt you.
Yeah, it could hurt. That's why I make sure they knew the rules, put the gears on. And he convinced me to bring him down, so I did. And I only have 3 guns, so I let the kids go out and play. Well, my youngest, he's 7, he did not want to play anymore. So he had given me his gun. Tyler went ahead and asked me if I wanted to play. I said, all right, let's go ahead and play. Because I'm out there the whole time supervising to make sure everything stays, you know, good. No one gets mad or hurt. So we're out playing, and they take off. We have a 5-second rule. Once you start, they take off for 5 seconds, and they go hide. So I proceeded to go find them. And as soon as I come around the corner, I start getting shot by Dominic, which, you know, it doesn't hurt. I have my mask on, no big deal. And then I turn to shoot him, and then now Tyler starts shooting me. Well, I can't see him because he's hiding in the bushes. So I hide behind my pillar, and I start shooting where he's at, okay? So I run out of ammo, so I go to change my clip as he's still shooting me, because I'm a big guy. I'm hiding behind this little pillar. You really can't hide behind it. I change my clip, and I go to shoot him one time. I shoot him one time, and that's when I notice he had raised his mask up, and that's the only thing I could see. I couldn't see his body. I couldn't see his face, and I have some pictures here. I don't know if you want to take a look at it.
Of
where he was hiding.
I don't care.
Okay. Anyways, he had taken his mask off, and within a few seconds later, that's when he came out and said I had shot him in the lip. I only shot one time after I noticed he had taken the mask off.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I understand that you actually never become grown-ups. You just age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to go there, but he gave me the opening, and I just had to go there.
Stepped in. Okay.
And I stepped in.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tammy Jorgensen says neighbor Don Harabedian shot her boy in the mouth with an airsoft gun. Don claims Tammy's son wasn't following the rules.
Now, there's no question you didn't mean to shoot him and injure him, right?
Right.
Okay. Couple of questions. Ms. Jorgensen, do you have any of these guns in your house?
Yes.
How many do you have?
2.
Who bought them?
I did.
Why?
Well, they're Walmart airsoft guns, and they started out with the little plastic BBs. These BBs were actually the BBs that go to his high-powered gun.
I just want to know why this is a toy that you think is great for kids to play with.
I don't think it's great for kids. I just, the ones I bought were 200 FPS. And
I don't know what that means.
Feet per second, where the plastic pellet comes out, so you have to be a certain amount of yards away from your opponent. And we have a big yard.
Just a second. What do you mean you have to be a certain number of feet away? I mean, are you telling me that it doesn't shoot unless you're a certain number of feet away?
Well, that's how far it'll go.
That's not what I'm saying.
The closer you are, the harder it'll hit you.
I'm trying to. I don't understand, madam. You don't understand what I'm saying to you?
No, I understand.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I don't know why boys like to play those games either.
I don't know why their parents get them.
True.
I don't know why their parents get them if they don't approve. That was just my first. That was just my first question.
I understand.
My opening salvo was whether you approve of this kind of play, and clearly you do. Then I would ask the defendant, did he ask you whether or not it was okay to play with your son this kind of game, which could result in injury? Because if he didn't ask you, that would make my job even easier than it's going to be. But since you're a fool too and bought these guns for your children, how old are you?
Nine.
You play with these guns too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how old are you?
Six.
Six. Do you play with the guns?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
He's seven, by the way.
Seven.
If he's seven, then he would do better to be studying rather than playing with guns.
It's all
entertainment. Because when somebody asks how old you are, you shouldn't.
He just turned seven.
Then he had a party.
He did have a party.
Listen, I'm not judgmental about these things big time. Really, I'm not. However, you're the grown-up.
Sometimes.
I know. I don't want to get on his bad side because we're actually just starting the day. I understand that you actually never become grown-ups. You just age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I do understand that. I wasn't going to go there, but he gave me the opening, and I just had to go there.
Stepped in. Okay.
And I stepped in. But sometimes with the aging process, sir, you know, comes wisdom. And it was clearly an accident. What happened to him was an accident. It's like being in a car accident. You usually don't intend to hit somebody with your car. It's an accident. You take your eyes off the ball for a second. And if you take your eyes off the ball for a second and you hit somebody, it's an accident. But you're responsible. Question about that? And you took your eyes off the ball for a second. You went to reload. You didn't see what the 10-year-old was doing. 10-year-olds can do silly things, and you know. It's not up to the 10-year-old to ensure that he's safe.
I did ensure they were safe.
No, you didn't.
Well,
if you ensured that they were safe, sir, he wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Well, you couldn't see where he was at.
That's your problem.
Apparently so.
You're not following. Is this your wife?
It is. Fiancé.
Fiancé. It's like a nice enough lady. She gets it. It's an accident.
It's a lady thing.
But you are. It's a what?
A lady's thing.
No, it's not a lady's thing. It's a grown-up's thing. It's a grown-up's thing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
When you act irresponsibly, and you did act irresponsibly, you gave him the gear, but then when you turned around, you said to me, as I was shooting, I saw his mask was up. You're not supposed to shoot until you see that a 10-year-old is in full regalia. That's your job. Now, if your 7-year-old was playing with him, that might be another story.
It happened just with
him. It could have.
It did.
But it didn't. That's not why I'm here today. Right. If these little kids were playing with each other and he screwed up his mask and he got hit and he had his mother's permission because she's idiot enough to buy that equipment for him, then I would say to all of you, go home. But you're 40, and it was your job to actually ensure in a game that you initiated with him. You got the gear out of the lockbox, wherever it was. You got the equipment out.
Told him all the rules.
All the rules. It didn't work for you.
Didn't work
sir.
For him.
It didn't work for you because you have to pay for his dental work. judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $557 upon receipt of the bills.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Within 5 seconds, he had come out crying.
I would expect him to put his arms around Tyler and walk him back up to the house.
So when I checked him, and they said I didn't feel sorry.
Knowing that he had hurt him. But I got nothing.
I didn't tell him to sorry. I did. I checked on him the next day. You know, they're just bitter.
Don't see any remorse still from the defendant.
No, I don't want anything to do with him.
But that's, something we'll have to go home and deal with, I guess.
They're not allowed on my property.
I hope the little ones can learn how to get along again.
Then they actually called the cops on me 2 weeks later on my son.
You know, it kind of hurts that they're being turned against these two when we didn't do anything wrong.
For a football going in their yard, so that's just what kind of people they are.